Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Lots to catch up this morning. Friday was a terrible day for markets in the US, which saw a 2.8% decline in the S&P 500 index and a 3.8% decline in NASDAQ. One indicator in the US, the Philadelphia Fed Coincident Diffusion Index, is signaling something really bad. The geopolitical risks are rising again. Does this set the stage for a perfect storm? Today is Monday, October the 9th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. First things first, the news that really took down the US markets on Friday. Yes, it was the non-farm payroll data, which showed an increase of 263,000 in September after a 315,000 gain in August and higher than expected 255,000. Hiring was seen pretty much across the board, with gains in leisure, hospitality, healthcare, and several other sectors. The ones that saw a decline in employment numbers were some of the core sectors like transportation, warehousing, financial activities, and so on. Overall, the unemployment rate declined and stood at 3.5% against an expectation of 3.7%. By the way, this 3.5% is a five-decade low. And average hourly earnings or wages were still seen rising, and I'll come to that in a bit. First, let me put the non-farm payroll data itself in perspective. The 263,000 additions for September that we saw was well above the average of 190,000 a month in the 5 years before the pandemic. While several companies are talking about layoffs, etc., there are many more who are still struggling to fill their open positions. That's what data is telling us. So what does this really mean for the markets? Well, it sends a clear message that the Fed will have to continue with another aggressive rate hike and many more before we hit the peak of the rate tightening cycle. How do we say this? This was reflected in the pricing of futures tied to the Fed's policy rate, which implied a 92% chance that the Fed will raise its policy rate to a 3.75% to 4% range when it meets on November 1st and 2nd. That number stood at 85%, that is 85% chance that the Fed will raise policy rates to 3.75% to 4% before the labor data came in. Well, investors have been talking about another aggressive rate hike ever since the last FOMC meeting. So what is the big deal, you ask? The point is, not only the chances of US slipping into a recession are now increasing, with a number of indicators hinting towards a slowdown, the manufacturing PMI, exports, and so on, we may also be getting closer to a recession. But the wage growth number still stands at 5%, as I said, 5% year on year, as against an inflation figure of 2%. So wage growth is nearly 2.5 times that of inflation. Ideally, you want wage growth to go down because that directly determines the consumer spending. But the problem faced by policymakers in dealing with these competing signals is that you never know if you are cutting the money flow into the economy too much or too little until it is too late. Why? What's the problem? It's because recession forecasting in itself is a very difficult task. History shows us that things can change rather abruptly. So far, it may seem that the tightening is not having the desired result in the labor market, but it could change suddenly and payroll could begin to contract very fast. One index is already showing that we are nearly there, and that is the Philadelphia Fed State Diffusion Coincident Index. What is this? It's a mouthful. The coincident indices combine four state-level indicators to summarize the current economic condition in a single statistic. These variables include non-farm payroll employment, average hours worked in manufacturing by production workers, the unemployment rate, and wage and salary disbursement deflated by the consumer price index in the US. This is already at levels seen just ahead of previous recessions. If a recession were to be a reality now, the critical thing will be to see where is inflation. If it has not moderated to a level that is seen as an acceptable level, then it will be a moment of reckoning for the Fed. Remember, Fed's inflation target is 2%, and the last inflation print was over 8%, and the September number is of course due on Thursday. Hopefully, it will come in at a lower level. But apart from the labor market data, the inflation data is what the market will be watching with great curiosity, because that is the most important data point that will determine the Fed's policy action going forward. Even so, the biggest fear for the markets will be whether Fed will really continue to raise rates in a recessionary economy. And then, of course, we get into the earnings season this week, and that will also determine the mood of the market on a daily basis. Here again, it is important to remember that both corporate earnings and earnings forecasts are themselves not lead indicators for a recession. They get revised downwards only after a recession has set in. So any positive stance on the earnings front, the market may not react to it very positively, but any nasty surprises to the contrary may be really bad for market. Well, on the geopolitical front, things are heating up again after the Crimean Bridge was severely damaged by a blast. The Crimean Bridge is the only road connecting the Russian mainland to the Black Sea Peninsula that Moscow annexed in 2014. The bridge is really critical for Kremlin to resupply its forces in Crimea and in southern Kherson region of Ukraine, where Russian troops are facing a Ukrainian counteroffensive. That apart, there was a deadly attack in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia by Russian missile strikes. And why is this important? Because 50 kilometers from the city is a nuclear power plant which is under threat of an attack. What makes this threat real is the fact that the US Department of Health and Human Services placed a $290 million order for a drug called NPLAT that is used to treat radiological and nuclear emergencies. So obviously it's a sign. So it's not just economic news about sanctions and bans, but geopolitical tensions are now escalating to a different level altogether that could also envelop the market with fear. Today, of course, one cannot really think of anything that could cheer the market. As for earnings, TCS results are due today. That should be a big one. For results preview, log on to moneycontrol.com. And of course, don't miss our live stream this evening for a well-rounded analysis. Catch you tomorrow, same time. Have a great trading day.